This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. It's so far been a colder and snowier than normal spring, kind of like last year. Rick, are such shoulder season anomalies any more or less likely given the broader overlay of climate warming?
Parts of the year are much less likely to have unusual cold than other parts of the year. This is particularly the case in the autumn when sea ice is dramatically less than it was 30 years ago. Ocean water temperatures near Alaska are much higher. And so we have all this water that is basically acting as a heating pad, sending heat into the atmosphere at a time of year when it didn't used to, because that water wasn't water, it was ice.
What about the sea ice influence on the spring side?
While the Bering Sea has dramatic trend in less sea ice coverage in the autumn and early winter, there's not very much trend in the late winter and early spring. And so it's much easier to get conditions that would have been possible decades ago because the regional conditions around Alaska are less dissimilar now than they are in the autumn time. So while weather is not climate and the extremes will continue, the extremes on the cold end are not equally unlikely all across the year because of the changes in our surroundings.
More evidence of the power of sea ice. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.